And welcome back to the First Financial Bank pregame show here on KTX 97.7, as we are joined now by Philip Montgomery, former Eastland Maverick and currently the offensive coordinator for the Baylor Bears. Philip, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here.
Philip, being a former Maverick, you were on that infamous team back in, I believe it was 89, that went 10-0 and didn't get to go. I know that had to be very disappointing for a bunch of guys.
Boy, I mean, it did. It still sits deep in your stomach and in your heart. It was a disappointing year in that sense. But, boy, our class and that group of guys, very close and still continue to this day to be close. But that's one of those things that you'll never forget.
Sort of reminds me of my senior year of high school. We had a teacher strike that caused us to forfeit the first three games of the season. We finished the year perfect, but we hadn't played enough games to qualify for the state tournament.
Well, it's just one of those unfortunate deals, and we had a pretty solid football team, felt good about our chances. I think the year before we went to the quarterfinals and got beat there, I think, by Quanah that year. But very dedicated and looking forward to the next season when we got in there going 10-0, just the way it was taken away from us was just heartbreaking.
Of course, I know you're a busy, busy man with your duties there at Baylor, but do you have any opportunity to keep up at all with the recent Maverick teams and how they've done?
You know, really have, and been good, been able to visit with Coach and see him at different events and be able to talk to him. And so be able to keep up a little bit that way and some of the players that they have now. Plus, you know, my brother still lives there in town, so we get to come back, and so he keeps me informed. I got, you know, nieces that have been through the program. I got a nephew right now that's going through it that's a freshman, so always keeping our eyes open to what's happening in Maverick land.
This Maverick team, with their win last week, went to 11-0, only the fifth Maverick team in the history of the school to be 11-0. That's quite an accomplishment.
There's no question. It doesn't matter where you're playing ball at. If you're going undefeated, you're doing some good things, and kids are enjoying playing the game and having fun doing it, and so you just want to ride that momentum as long as you can.
Philip, after your career with the Eastland Mavericks, you went on to college. Where did you go?
I went to Tarleton, played there at Tarleton, and coached there for a year, and then, you know, hit the high school ranks and kind of how it all winds up. Here I am now.
You've been with Art Briles for, about 15 years now at the high school and college level?
15 or 16, something like that. Been together a long time. It's been a good move for me, you know, and getting a chance to get on his staff when I was young and to learn so much from him. And just it's been a joy to be a part of this ride and be a part of the building programs that we've done, you know, in a couple of different spots now.
Talk about building programs. Y'all were in Houston together, had some quality quarterbacks come through down there that you got to work with.
Yeah, we've been fortunate in that end. We've done a decent job recruiting, but we've had some guys, you know, we started off with Robert, and then we had Case come through there. And, you know, as we got here to Baylor, we had Robert and we had, you know, Nick last year, and now Bryce is doing a good job for us this year. He's kind of writing his story where he's at, so we'll see how it all finishes up.
Quite an accomplishment. Baylor, not one of those schools that you jumps to your mind when you talk about a top 10 school, but here you are all sitting, depending on which poll you look at, 3-4 in the nation and undefeated and putting up huge, huge numbers offensively.
Well, you know, our guys have done a good job, and you know, more than importantly, you know, people maybe outside of this area didn't see Baylor in that sense, but I know our players and the way they've worked and the way our staff is tried to propel them to the area they are now, feel confident about where we sit and feel well-deserving about where we sit. And our guys feel like they can play with anybody, and that's, I'm sure, just like the Mavericks are right now, sitting there 11-0. Doesn't matter who you're going to put on the field, we're going to be ready to step on the field and play.
A lot of rumors going around the state throughout the season about coaching changes. I'm sure there's a collective sigh of relief when Coach Briles agreed to a 10-year extension there at Baylor.
Well, it sure was, and it's great for us. It's great for him. It's great for our program and for the guys who are recruiting now, just to know the stability is going to be there. And the administration here has been unbelievable. They've been very supportive. They've helped us in areas that we needed help in, and so that part of it's been great. just to know that you've got a plan, and people have seen what your plan is, and to be able to step up and to lock coach down for those many years is going to be a great deal for not only us, but for the university as well.
And I'm sure that will help recruiting, knowing that Coach Briles is going to be there for the long haul.
There's no question about that. And as rumors and everything else start swirling out there, you know, kids are sitting there looking and they're paying attention. We're in the social media era, and so it doesn't matter what's going on. It's out there. So it was good to go ahead and get it done now, get it locked out now, and try to make some things as stable as possible.
Who do y'all have this week, Coach?
We go to Oklahoma State this week.
So another big football game on the horizon. And none of them easy when you get into conference play, are they?
Well, none of them are. I mean, this is a top 10 matchup between the two. But, you know, in our conference, you're going to play good people week in, week out. There's never a week off. And the best thing about it, you come out of this conference and you win it, you got a chance to play for something really big. So, you know, our focus each and every week is just on that week and that opponent. They're always tough, especially when you got to go up there. So we're looking forward to a good game.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the First Financial Bank pregame show from Snyder, Texas.
Hey, appreciate it very much. Go Mavs. Get after them, boys.
All right, Philip Montgomery, he's the offensive coordinator for the Baylor Bears. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more of the First Financial Bank pregame show here on KETX.